The site itself is quite difficult because it does front three different streets: Colorado, the Roundabout, and Main Street.
And for listeners who may be familiar with other pieces of your work, although they may not know it, could you name some of the other buildings that you've designed?
Here in Carbondale, one I've probably everyone knows is the three-story building across from Town Hall where Backbone Media is. Otherwise, I've done various other projects throughout the valley, and most of my work has been in basalt. Probably the most famous building that I have there is the Clock Tower, and also the Three Bears building where the new marijuana shop is going. I did that building. And the building across from Town Hall, which used to be the Vector Bank building.
And so some specs about the project. It will have 6 one-bedroom apartments, 12 two-bedroom apartments that will be all rentals as required by the town of Carbondale. Also, 4 will be deed restricted. Other details that you'd like to highlight about what this will look like?
We do have a 20,000 square foot building. It's one of the first major projects that come in through the recently developed UDC, or Unified Development Code, that Carbondale has recently adopted. We filed those by trying to break the building up to be not one monolithic building, but basically look as three separate buildings using different materials, different window colors, etc. We had to work around the roundabout, and it's very beneficial, and it's the gateway to town. There's a lot of directive on what needs to be done on that corner. The emphasis was to provide also multi-mode access, continuation of bike paths and stuff through the town, and also to create a space where there could be outdoor dining and some outdoor pedestrian use versus just a flat storefront up against a highway.
Right, like the small plaza that will be public.
I think it's going to be pretty neat. There's a lot of potential. The final design isn't there. We just know the area and the land and the grades and what we have to work with. So we'll be exploring that and taking it to the next level.
How many stories is the building?
The maximum height of any portion of the building is 35 feet.
So is that 3 stories?
3 stories, correct.
And it also includes a small private park for residents that will be occupying the apartments as well.
Really made a lot of practical sense when you start analyzing the site to appreciate the views of Sopris and create a courtyard so you get maximum solar exposure, safe area where kids could go out and play and parents could, if they want to, watch them from there. But just create an environment for the entire complex versus just individual front yards.
And how much solar will the building have?
We haven't gotten to that
Okay.
far yet. Obviously, we just got approval, so we have a lot of footwork to do, hiring additional consultants such as mechanical and electrical.
And for the retail space, is it room for 2 stores and a restaurant?
It could be broken up from 400 or 500 square foot spaces to 1,000 square foot spaces. It has 14 foot high ceilings, has great visibility to 133, high windows, and a nice arcade around the building that pedestrians could walk along the storefront.
The RAFTA stop is currently occupying that space. Where is that going to go?
What we'd like to do is move it to the east part of the site. At that location, we could provide a covered shelter, and we provide a bike rack for at least 20 plus bikes. Basically, give a better bus stop than obviously exists out there right now.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to share about this project?
Well, it's been a long time coming. We've been working on this project for literally like 8 years. As you look back, it was worth the wait, and I think it is a very good project, and it appears to be well received. So I'm glad to hear that, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, thank you so much, Raul, for coming in and sharing about this.
Thank you.